Time now for our Baseball Insider. I'm Bill Newell with Andy Carboni. And Andy, let's get a quick update on the Red Sox now that the season has come to an end. Some news in the last few days.
Absolutely, there is, Bill. Season is over on the field, but off the field, Dave Dombrowski now has some work to do. His GM, Mike Hazen, left the Red Sox yesterday to take a similar position with the Arizona Diamondbacks. So with that being the case, the Red Sox have to find a new GM, and they're saying that a replacement will probably be filled from internally. And with Hazen going to the Diamondbacks, there could be an issue with the Red Sox bench coach, Torey Lovello. There's talk that Mike Hazen and the Diamondbacks will now ask the Red Sox for permission to speak to Torey Lovello to be their new manager. So that could be an interesting little situation coming up here for the Red Sox, because everyone assumed that when the Red Sox hired Lovello to be the bench coach under John Farrell and gave him the highest salary for a bench coach in Major League Baseball, that he would be the era replacement to John Farrell when the time comes. And obviously, John Farrell's back for 2017, so this will be interesting to see how this all plays out.
Well, it could be a nice climate for Torey Lovello out in Arizona. Injury news, Dustin Pedroia having some knee surgery.
Yep, right after the season ended, actually the day after they finished up the season against the Indians in the ALDS, Pedroia had surgery on his knee, which he injured up at Rogers Center in Toronto back in September, diving for a ball. And that probably led to his slight slump toward the end of the year. He wasn't hitting the ball as well as he was back in July and August. And also, he did not do much at the plate during the playoffs as well. So, but he's expected to be back and ready to go for the start of spring training in 2017.
And then we've got John Farrell coming back as manager in 2017. So kind of touched on a little bit of that a moment ago, but maybe fill us in more on that decision.
Well, that was an interesting little situation coming up with Dombrowski. He had his meeting, and Farrell had a meeting with the media a couple days after the season ended. And Farrell had his press conference first, and he was asked if he was coming back, and says, you know, didn't really have a yes or a no, was kind of vague about his answer. And then Dombrowski came in about 10 minutes after the Farrell press conference saying, I just spoke to John out in the hallway, and I told him that he and his staff were back for 2017. So, you know, you can kind of look at it in a couple different ways. To me, you know, Dombrowski didn't hire Farrell. He figured he'd want his own guy. I thought Farrell would kind of be on the chopping block this offseason after the way the Sox stumbled into the playoffs and their poor performance in the playoffs. But on the flip side, you could say, well, Dombrowski's going to leave Farrell out to hang in 2017 to start the season. They did not give him his option for 2018 in this move. And they're figuring that if the Red Sox struggle in 2017, then Dombrowski can fire Farrell, bring in his own guy. Instead of having the Sox struggle at the beginning of 2017 with a new manager, then Dombrowski would be on the hot seat. So we'll have to see what happens there. It should be very interesting as this offseason continues.
Gotcha. Could they have been thinking that Lovello would have been their guy if Farrell, if they got rid of Farrell? Is that a possibility?
Well, that's exactly what the situation kind of, you read the between the lines. Like I had mentioned, Lovello filled in for Farrell when Farrell was out last year with his cancer treatments. Red Sox played very well under him to finish off the 2015 season. And then they hired Lovello back as a bench coach, gave him the highest contract of any bench coach in Major League Baseball, kind of make sure he'd stay because they want him to be the next manager. So now with the situation with Hazen going to the Diamondbacks, if they get permission to talk to Lovello, bring him to Arizona, that kind of squashed that whole situation. So the circus atmosphere is beginning to stem up over at Fenway Park as far as I'm concerned.
All right. In the effort to reduce the time here, Andy, maybe you could touch on the remaining MLB playoffs and so on and news from around Major League Baseball as we do when we talk with you. Get the big picture on what's going on in Major League Baseball beyond the Red Sox.
Well, the American League and National League Championship Series are still taking place. Game 3 last night up in Toronto between the Indians and Blue Jays. Indians come away with a win. They now lead the series 3-0. Game 4 this afternoon in Toronto. So with a win today, Indians will make their first trip to the World Series since 1997 as they look for their first championship since 1948. Game 3 of the NLCS, that's going to be played later on tonight in Los Angeles with the Dodgers and Cubs. That series tied at a game apiece. Most people think the Cubs will take that series eventually, but maybe there'll be a few more games, and obviously it won't be a sweep, so we have a little more extra baseball to be played before the World Series gets underway. And a little note out of Major League Baseball, which I thought was very interesting yesterday. Indians starting pitcher Trevor Bauer. He had to leave last night's start after only two-thirds of an inning through 21 pitches because the stitches in his right pinky finger broke open, causing blood to pour out. Bauer was actually supposed to start Game 2 for the Indians, but he cut his finger few days before that while trying to repair his drone. So that his little toy caused him some issues with only pitching two-thirds of an inning in last night's start. You figure that time and money on their hands that they're trying to fix their own drone? Do you think you just go buy a new one?
Well, I know, and I saw a photo today, and they were kind of comparing that in jest, I think, to the bloody sock of Curt Schilling from a few years ago.
Yeah, so Terry Francona had to deal with the bloody sock, and now he's got the bloody finger. So I guess that all goes hand-in-hand with Francona possibly leading a team to a championship.
Which reminds us that the Red Cross is looking for blood donors. There you go. Right.
Well, okay. There's a guy you can go check on right now, Trevor Bauer.
That's it. All right, that's Andy Carboni on Baseball Insider here on MSO News Sports.